I mean, two things. The email is 6 months old. We hadn't seen it before yesterday. And I can tell you unequivocally that much of the content is inaccurate and a lot of the information is cherry-picked. So we really cannot agree with what has been stated in that email. We have never breached our conditions of the AMA or the regulatory framework around our biomass.
They were suggesting that you were recklessly breaking those stocking limits in the quest for profits for your shareholders.
Well, that's a case of making an opinion without the information in front of you. So I think that they were making assumptions about what we had in the water, about our practices that were just clearly wrong. Once the government, and like I said, we weren't aware of this correspondence with the government. So as we moved into the time when we were re-looking at the 52.2% cap on the harbor and the lifting of that and the introduction of the triggers, the government has reviewed everybody's information, looked at all the circumstances, fish health included, biomass densities. We report monthly on our densities and biomass to the AMA database, never breached anything there. And so I'm perplexed at how this kind of assertion got made in the first place. But what I can tell you is we're also certified third-party ASC at our sites. They look at all our inventories, all our fish traceability and tracking of numbers and biomass and fish health. And it was the first site to certify in the company for ASC. Again, I mean, what can we say? This is a private email sent to the government. We weren't consulted on it. Nobody asked us to provide that information. I know what we know, what we've been doing. We haven't breached anything. We transparently report. We have third-party audits. The government's reviewed our information. They're not telling us we've breached anything. So I'm as much at a loss as you are. We're growing at our maximum for our sites within the regulation right now. I believe we've had one step change, and then we're looking at another step change with the introduction of the growth of the other two companies. So at that point in time, we have to keep evaluating what the performance is in the harbor and how the environment is faring and how the fish are faring. Like I said, this is 6 months ago, so here's the proof. At the time, we were a bit concerned about the oxygen levels in the bottom waters. We know now that there was probably a natural influences of river flows and weather that actually caused that drop to happen. We now have seen that oxygen recover, just as the scientists had predicted. All of us were sitting around the table for those conversations and for that conclusion by experts, and we've seen it happen. Again, we have, since that time, enjoyed excellent fish health. We're breaking records for growth up there, and I believe we're not the only company that's experiencing that kind of success at this time. So what assertions were made 6 months ago, I believe, have been proven wrong. There is often confusion around this 52.2%. That's a whole of harbor biomass limit. So we'll continue to grow the same number of fish that we grew last year, this year, in the harbor. And like I said, we didn't have anything catastrophic happen to us. We actually had a very successful year. The harbor is recovering in the oxygen levels, and so we don't have any reason to reduce what we're doing. We have no plans to increase what we're doing. We're monitoring really closely the harbor, and just that we would not put our fish for financial reasons and welfare reasons at jeopardy or our reputation if we thought we were going to have a catastrophic loss of fish, and that's always been our opinion, and it's borne out to be the right opinion at the end of the day.
Have you patched things up with your two, well, competitors, but also collaborators on Macquarie Harbour?
You know what? Our wish is to always work collaboratively with our competitors. We have to look after the harbour together, and our motivation to do that will not waver even in the light of this email.